We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. We have here a shayla if Kinyan Agav needs Tziburim or not. That means you could buy a piece of karka and be kind of with it metaltim. And the question is, does the metaltim have to be piled on the piece of karka or not? So we weren't didn't come to Pshitis yet, and we're continuing with more rites. Toshima, Maisiv Rav Gamil Vizakainim, Shayibah Mesvina. Rav Gamil was considered obviously a chaver, and a chaver does not leave his Tvua in his house, or his payers in his house, that are not masukin. They're not taking off all the maisers. The maiser got into his boat, he realized if he got to take off maiser. Now everyone in his house is going to be eating the payers, ke'ilu, that the maiser was taken off. That's not tevel anymore, because Rav Gamil is a chaver, and he always takes off maiser. So what should he do now? Tosis is mavuyer that truma he took off already, because truma everyone takes off in the garden, already in the fields. But they don't take off maiser until it's nigvar comes to the house, that's when they take off maiser. There's maiser rishon to the levi, and there's maiser sheni or maiser ani, depends on the year. So here, Gamil is on the ship, and he realizes he forgot to give maisers. Omar lahem Rabbi Gamil is kainim. Rabbi Gamil told his kainim, Iser shani osud lamud, the 10% that I'm going to take off when I come back home, which is be maiser rishon, nosun loy Yeshua. I'm giving it to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya was on the boat also. Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya was a Levi, like Rashi brings Rayas from the Gemara and from the Sefri, that he was a Levi. So he says, I'm giving Levi the 10%, and now how am I giving it to him? He's with me on the boat. Umekoymai muskula. The makoym, where that Tvua is sitting, is muskula, is rented to him. And Rabbi Yeshua gave a pruta to Rabbi Gamil to rent that piece of property. And then, with that pruta, he made a kinyan, and it's worked to King and Agav. It worked to King and Agav. Kind of those payrays, King and Agav, the schiris they made on the karka. The Meiri brings right from here, I think it's the Meiri, that you see that King and Agav works on schiris also. The Easter Achar, and next 10%, and he also leads Lomad, and I give to the Aniyim, because it was a third or sixth year of Shemitah, where the Mais Ani, Nosun Loy La Akiva Ben Yosef. That's going to Akiva Ben Yosef, who is the Gabbai Tzedakah. Kadesh Yiskabel Aniyim, he should be kind for the Aniyim. Umekoimoy Muskaloy. And the Makam is Musker to that, to Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva gave money for that. So why do you say Mekoimoy? Just give me any piece of character. Why Mekoimoy? Shmam and Abin and Tziburimba. Because why else do they say Mekoimoy? So you see, King Nagav has to be Tziburim. Tosa actually has a kasha, why do I have to do Schiris? Why can I do Chalipin on the piece of karka? So he says that could be Schiris is not, doesn't work with Chalipin, he says. Back upon him, Shemamina bin Tziburim, Bak says Mekoimoi, everything more, no. Shani Hasam, Kehechle Terchinum. The reason why he said Mekoim Muskala is because when they get back home, you're going to tell him, you're going to tell Rabbi Kiva or tell Rabbi Yeshua, get your payers out of here, out of my property. They're going to say, what do you mean? It's your property? It's my property. I rented it. That's why I told him to Mekoyim Muskulah. Just gave him a stomach piece of property without the payers there. So I'll say, I'm going to charge you rent for keeping your payers here. But now that it's his own, he owns it, he's Musker, it's Musker to him. Therefore, they won't have to take it off right away. And the Chayor works with Breira because the problem is, like Tais already asks, then what are you doing life? The Meister, the people at home are going to start eating everything. They're going to eat your Meister also. So Tosis says, there was a lot of payers here. There's no chance they could eat all of it. And whatever's left will be Misbar and Mafreya, that will be the Meister. Toshima. Tosis says, all the kasha on Rashi, besides that kasha, he says that if he's just a big chaver, why did he leave? So whatever, Tosis doesn't like Rashi. Not so much, I in this long Tosis that starts a chavav and base, that's a different pshat. Toshima. Let's start bringing it all right. Remember, we're handling the child of Tziburim. Toshima, the Omer Rav Bar Yitzchok, Omer Rav, Shnei Shtar Istein. There's two type of cases of a star. Case number one is, Zechu B'Sada Zula Pliny. Let's say you tell someone to be Zaycha, a Sada for a certain person, it could be the person himself also. He said like this, here, make a Chazaka on the Sada, V'Kos V'Loy is a star, and I'm going to write you a star. I'm going to write a star. Or you write the star. But he didn't write the star yet. What he did was he made a kinyan chazak. We didn't write the star yet. Chayze b'shtar and chayze b'sada. The person who was giving the matana or selling it, he could be chayze in the star, but he can't be chayze b'sada, which means you kind of sold already. But the star he could be chayze on. Tosis on the bottom says, like, what are you gaining by being chayze on the star if it's a good sale anyway, a good matana anyway? He says, because it's not good for business that people find out they gave away property. That shows he's an ani, so therefore he doesn't want it to be enforced him, therefore he'd rather not write the star. Now the second type of star is the second type of transaction is al menas a tichtav loyis a star. I tell the guy make a kinyan. Al menas I'm a writer star. And he didn't write the star yet. Choyzer, bein b'shtar, bein b'sada. You can be choyzer, stayin shtar, stayin sada. What's the pshat? Because you were told, zeh b'zeh. And therefore, since you didn't write the shtar yet, so you can be choyzer from the kinyan as well. And it says further in these memories, Rav Chiya ba'avan amar Rav Huna, shloish shtar is saying. There's a third type of shtar. Trei ha'damar, two that we just said. One was that you were toilet in the chazaka, one you were not toilet in the chazaka. But idach, im kodam moicha v'kasa v'shtar. Let's say someone pre-wrote the shtar. And Rashi speaks out, there's no problem shtar muktim if I write a shtar. I could write a shtar today, say, I'm selling a property to Avnosin, I'm selling the property, and you write it in the shtar today, signed everything, and it's not called shtar muktim. Why? Rashi is too pshatim for apia gemara, either because he made a kinyan now, or because eid of echsum zachaloi, it's not a problem of shtar muktim, and therefore you could write the shtar now. But he didn't give it over yet. So kodim shtar l'meich apishil l'keich imoim. Kivun shehichzik, the karka, once the lekech makes chazak on the karka, nick the star b'chal makam shu. The star goes to him. He owns the star now, wherever it is. And I can't hold it back anymore. So the Gemara is assuming, it's kinyan agav, that when he makes the kinyan the karka, he gets the star wherever it is. And it says b'chal makam shu, wherever it is. So you see, the star from sitting in the karka? No, it says b'chal makam shu. Shema mina, that you don't need tziburim. That the chari tzurai, you don't need tziburim. Shema mina, labinin tziburim ba. You don't need that the kinyan agav, the metaltalim, don't have to be sitting in the karka. So Mor says, no, I can argue on that raya. Shani shtar, dafsir daru. Maybe a shtar, since it's considered like the string of the ara, it's like part of the ara itself. It's not working in agav. It's working because that's part of the karka. But Mor says, no, the braisa, when explains this, or the memra, when explains this memra, they explain it's working out as agav. V'halo katani, zuhi sheninu, this goes into the din of nechosim she'elim achrayis, niknim nechosim she'elim achrayis, v'kesef v'shtar v'chazaka. This halacha that we just said by shtar is that din of kinyan agav. So clearly we're talking about kinyan agav, not with the din of afsara da ara. So shvami no, lo yibinin tziburim ba, shvami no. We see from here, you do not need tziburim ba, because it says klar, b'chal mokim shu, it's a good raya, shvami no. Ibayalu, mi b'inin agav oiloi. What's the shayla? Rashi explains, when I'm doing kinyan agav, do I have to tell the person, kind of the karka and kind of the metalathalim? Or, if I'm selling you karka metalathalim, automatically, when you're kinyan a karka, I'm telling them to come along. Or do I have to speak it out? What's the halacha? Tashima, the ketani kol hani, v'lo ketani agav. It says, look at all those brises wrote down that were going with agav. He never says, k'ni zev k'ni metaltim. He doesn't say that. Buy the karka and agav that. He never says those words, be kind of this with that. Doesn't say that. It just says, I'm giving this appointment. Doesn't say k'ni zev and k'ni, doesn't say make the kinyan agav. What? It's just email. It says, I'm giving this to you. I'm giving you karka and with it, bayat sign. But don't say, do kinyan agav or the word kani. Don't say that. So, v'latamech, kani miktani. Don't say it all kinyan. So, Ella, adama kani, okanam adama agav. Why do you have to tell the guy to be kind? So, agav also. Don't say every word in the braisa. So, therefore, it's not a raya, but the Gemara makes a psak halacha. V'hilchasa. Tziburim loibinan, like we saw in the Gemara before, that was a raya. You don't need tziburim for agav, but agav kani binan. You do have to tell the guy we're doing kinyan agav. We do have to say that your kinyan being kind of agav, you do have to speak that out, and that's how you do kinyan agav. Boilu, let's say soda b'mecher u'metalthim matano. Very good if I'm selling a karka together with metalthim is a kinyan agav. What about if I'm selling a piece of karka and I'm giving a matano on metalthim? Does he have kinyan agav there or not? Mahu. Gemara says, pashtaraya, something Gemara just learned. Tashma, iser shani asalamud. The maisa, which I'm going to give you, not only Yeshua, Mekayim Muskuloi. Maisa, obviously, is a matana, it's not a mechira. So you see that even a matana could be nicknamed with kinyan agav together with the karka. Shema mina. You see from the case of maisa, clearly, that matana and mecher could go together with kinyan agav. If you make a mecher on the karka, you can make the kinyan agav on the matalthan, that was on the matana. Shema mina. A boilu, sod lacha matalthan lacha mahu. You have a guy being zoicha for Reuven and Shimon. I'm going to be zeicha, a field for Reuven, and a tzoyin for Shimon. A field for Reuven, so what I'm going to do, you give it to me, I make a kinyan on the karka, and be kind of the karka and the metaltim. The karka for Reuven, metaltim for Shimon. Is that allowed or not? Eboilu, soda la'acha, metalt la'acha ma'u. Toshima, chosarad ring raya. Isra shani osu lamud, the 10% for ma'isa oni, that I'm going to shout up when I get back home. It's given to Akiva Yosef. There, I'm renting Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, I'm renting the karka. Who's the money going? Faniyim. So you see clear, you can do it faniyim. Zogdamar, no, my muskul, muskul, maiser. It means the mekoyim is muskul of taraniyim. That's what it meant. You will be zeicher everything for aniyim, the mekaymai and the money and the ma'aser. The boyis seima, everything was Rabbi Kiva himself. Shana Rekiva the yad aniyim hava. He is mamish the yad aniyim. He's mamish the yad aniyim, and we'll stop over here. Next recording we'll continue from Amar Rava. Vaita in the sugi. Vakaponim, we're coming out that we don't have a raya to the shayla if sod lach matal t'lacha works. We don't have a raya to that shayla.